Good. Good first day. Good to put the pads back on, sling the ball around. You know, it's training is what it is. You know, working hard to test well, but this is what, you know, this is what I was meant to do: is throw a ball and be out here and be around the guys and lead. So it's good first day. Look to get better tomorrow and move forward throughout the week.
What's the challenge of learning everything quickly and also showing what you're capable of doing?
Relaxing and playing. You know, you gotta be out there and do your job, but at the same time, if you're not relaxing and playing, then it's not gonna look very good.
The fact the Broncos requested to have you on this team, their staff, what did that mean to you? They wanted to see you in that way.
You know, see what I'm all about. You know, see how I react to certain things. You know, maybe see if it can handle the pressure, stuff like that. But it's an honor. You know, if John Elway asks you to be on your team, you don't say no.
What's the biggest piece of advice you got coming into this whole process?
You know, relax. You know, it's a stressful situation. You got to learn everything, and you got to go do your job. So, just take a deep breath, relax, and you know, do what got you, led you here.
Is it easier said than done?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Baker, what was the hang up that caused you to be a little late getting down here?
What
was the hang up that caused you to be a little late getting down?
Family matter. Mom's not doing too great, so family first, always. Doesn't matter what the situation is. I would never put myself before my mom.
How's she doing when you left?
Slowly getting better. Got a special appointment tomorrow, or Thursday actually. So as soon as I found out, I booked my flight home. It wasn't about delaying, measuring in. I'll measure in tomorrow if it's that big of a deal. I don't care. Like I said, family first.
What's most important for you to show this week?
Type of guy I am. You know, everybody wants to portray the bad boy, the Johnny Manziel stuff. But no, I love the game of football. There's no doubt about that. Emotional player. I'll do anything what it takes to win. Love being around my teammates, and I love leading and, you know, having responsibility.
Is that annoying, frustrating to get lumped in like that and try to compare?
It is what it is. You know, if I paid too much attention to it, then I'd be focusing on the wrong things. But came down here to, you know, play the game and show them that I love playing it.
For the record, what is your interest in Miami?
As everybody blew that one out of proportion. Talking to a former guy, Kenny Stills. Just always joked around with him. All those guys that come back, OU does a great job of bringing their players back and welcoming them with open arms. And so he's a good friend of mine, so I was just talking to him.
You'd be all right in Miami, though?
That there was a chance I'd be all right there. You may not play in the game, or you would take limited reps.
We'll see. I'll address that later.
You say you love football. What does that actually mean to you?
Football's everything. You know, it's, you know, led me to be a better man. It's challenged me. It's made me face adversity, you know, learn what I'm all about. It's brought me some of my best friends and brought my family closer together, realizing that you got to keep your inner circle tight. So there's a lot of things that have stemmed from the game of football, but it's much more than just a game. It's all the things that come with it.
What do you want to take away from working with the Broncos staff here this week?
Just learning a lot, you know, getting better as a player, learning stuff under center. And just learning the game. You know, there's a lot to be said, about throwing the ball, the measurables, but the mental knowledge that you can't test until you're out there with the system, that's what I'm hoping to take away.
That under center work, what do you do to get more comfortable with that?
Just reps, just a lot of reps and you know, being coachable.
With the Browns having the number one overall pick, when you meet with them here, and I talked to John Dorsey today, he said he will meet with you.
No.
They lived the Johnny Manziel situation.
No, not at all. Gotta go.
Thank you.